Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
Lena, she's a dead ringer for Kathy.
Hello, brother.
Damon.
It's a small circle. Founding families, few city officials.
I, of course, will do anything I can to help.
Alaric Saltzman. I'm your new history teacher.
That's a cool ring.
Thanks. It was my father's.
I have to leave. Too many people have died. I can't be a part of your life anymore.
Don't go, Stefan.
Goodbye, Lena.
You know what? I'm not going to invite you in.
Some other time, then.
I was dumped.
Yeah, well, Logan's a jerk.
Hello, Jenna.
Logan.
Aren't you going to invite me in?
It's night.
Why are you here, Logan?
I missed you. I was out of town.
Yeah, I got that email.
You got an email?
You didn't send an email?
He cocks his head and smiles.
I can explain. Just invite me in and I'll tell you everything.
I'm not gonna invite you in. Forget it.
Come on, Jenna. It's me.
The answer's no.
I know you. You're always one step from a maybe. A tiny nudge to yes.
You just pointed out that I have no self-control. Clever strategy.
Logan turns away on the front porch and paces. He spots a guy carrying garbage bags to a bin. He goes over to the elderly neighbor.
Evening.
The guy merely raises a hand slightly in response and walks back up his garden path. Logan watches him grimly. Behind Logan, a young woman jogs along the pavement. Logan eyes her as she passes. She stops and turns to him.
Hey, you're that guy from the news, Logan Fell. I watch you every night. Well, I used to. I mean, you've been missing from my TV.
I took some time off.
I noticed. I'm Daphne.
Hey, you know something, Daphne?
No, what?
The Vampire Diaries. Day, a large white clapboard house. Jeremy reads a journal in his room.
I live in fear. It consumes me. In the early evening when I see the sun begin to fade, the fear comes. Because I know that the night brings death.
He finds a loose-leafed sketch of a man between the handwritten pages. He glances at it, then returns it to the journal. Jeremy gets a box of stuff from a cupboard and takes out a sketch pad. Jeremy sits at his desk, breaks off a piece of charcoal that's in a pot, and smiles as he flicks through sketches he's done of people. He begins to draw. Jeremy is unaware of Elena watching him through his open door. She smiles and closes it. She goes downstairs and finds Jenna.
Jeremy's got his sketch pad out.
You're kidding.
Nope. But don't say a word. The minute we encourage him, he'll put it away.
Psychology major? Check that.
Jenna clocks Elena, checking her mobile phone glumly.
You and Stefan? Update? He knows how I feel and where I stand, and I know where he stands, but it doesn't matter. He's leaving. Moving away.
Where's he going?
I've stopped asking questions. The answers get scary.
Yours leaves. Mine returns.
Logan?
He's back.
Ugh. I didn't let him pass the front door. I hope you slammed it in his face.
Medium slam.
Three strike rule, Jenna. You're not even allowed to watch the news.
Exactly. No more Logan Scumfell.
So, any idea of where you'll go?
I don't know. London, maybe? See some friends.
You don't have any friends, Damon.
You're right, Stefan. I only have you, so.
Where are we going?
We are not going anywhere. I'm gonna live my life as far away from you as possible.
But we're a team. We could travel the world together. We could try out for the amazing race.
That's funny. Seriously, where are you going? Because we're not staying in this town.
They look over at the door. Stefan goes to open it.
I'm here to see Damon.
Sure. Okay.
Sheriff. What a surprise.
Sorry to bother you, but we need to talk.
Come in.
Blonde Sheriff Elizabeth Forbes and Damon in the garden.
I hope you understand the secrecy. Stefan doesn't know about this yet. I'd like to keep it that way.
Of course. Kids are too young to be brought into this.
So, what do you need?
There's been another attack. A female victim, her throat torn out, completely drained of blood. It fits the pattern.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I thought we solved that problem when I staked the blonde one.
I'm thinking she must have turned someone. Or multiple someones, I don't know. The story for the town is another animal attack, but I'm not sure how long we can keep lying to them. The council's in an uproar. We thought we were past this.
Stefan's listening.
So, what do we do?
You're the only one who's ever taken on a vampire.
We were hoping you could tell us.
Matt and Caroline strolled down a school corridor.
And then the ballet dancer and the crumper did the salsa?
Oh, I was awake for that part.
Well, I don't know when you fell asleep. Did you see the Celine Dion waltz about cancer?
Those always make me cry.
Yeah, and then the loud judge kept screaming and I couldn't take it, so I turned it off.
I sat through Family Guy, so you owed me.
Did I miss something? They've been hanging out. Kind of weird, don't you think? She needs someone nice like him, as opposed to a homicidal vampire like Damon.
Yeah, how are you doing with all that?
You know, I'm freaked out. Damon attacked me. I could be dead right now. But I'm also grateful to Stefan. He saved my life.
Elena goes to a locker.
Have you seen him? Not since you told me he was leaving. For all I know, he's already gone.
He wouldn't leave without saying goodbye.
Yes, he would. He thinks he's protecting me. Clean break and all that.
So what are you gonna do?
What am I supposed to do? I already begged him not to go. If I ask again, I'm being selfish. It is what it is.
Well, maybe it's for the best.
What? Why?
I mean, what kind of future could you have had with him, even if he stayed?
A banner which reads, "The promise for your future," falls down in front of them.
Did you just...
No, I swear.
Thank you for stopping by.
Let me know what you come up with.
Absolutely.
Forbes leaves.
What is wrong with you? You killed somebody?
Get off of me. A, don't touch me. B, if I had, it wouldn't have been so obvious about it. C,
there's another vampire in town.
That's impossible.
Obviously not.
Well, then who could it be?
What do we care? We're leaving anyway, right?
No, I can't leave now, and you know that. How are we supposed to find this person?
Let the adults handle this stuff.
Elena parts from a chum in the school grounds.
See you later, okay? Bye.
She stops and looks taken aback when she sees Stefan waiting ahead of her. Elena swallows hard, then walks up to him. He stares at her intensely.
Hi.
Elena lowers her eyes briefly.
We need to talk.
Elena nods. Tyler and Matt.
So what's up with you and Forbes?
Nothing's up.
I saw you two in the hall today. Don't even try and deny it, bro. You're tapping me.
No, it's not like that.
Never is. Until you become we people.
Tyler shoots a hoop.
We people? Yeah. We can't make it to the party. We'll never miss a game. We don't like the color red.
We hung out, like, twice.
Like I said, we.
So you have no idea who it could be?
None. But it must be somebody new, because leaving a body like that, they're either sloppy or they're trying to send a message.
And you're sure it's not Damon?
Well, I'm never sure about Damon, but he's been trying to keep a low profile lately, so it just doesn't make any sense to me.
So what are you gonna do?
Damon's tracking them right now. Look, I promised you the truth, so I wanted to tell you. I want you to be careful.
They look into each other's eyes, and Elena nods.
When I saw you, I thought you were coming to say goodbye.
Not yet.
At home in the living room, Jeremy sketches a man's face. The features are almost cadaverous. He shows Jenna when she enters.
Hey, what do you think?
Creepy.
I found this old journal in Dad's stuff. Jonathan Gilbert from the 1800s. He's kind of a freak show. He wrote about demons and all these people getting slaughtered and...
Yeah, he was a writer. Short stories, horror stuff.
Oh, he wrote fiction? Figured he was just a lunatic or a drunk.
Oh, he was a Gilbert. Probably a little bit of both.
She hands him a book. Caroline's on her mobile and holds out a compass-like device.
So what do I do now?
Just wait. I'll be there in a minute.
Can you hurry? I have things to do.
You can give me that.
Damon appears suddenly and she hands him the device.
So why did you need me to do this?
Because I interfere with the signal.
But can I go now? This has blown like half of my day.
You do that. Get in your car, go home. Forget I asked you to do this.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
She smiles coquettishly and heads off. Damon climbs steps to a closed metal door and pauses before opening it. He checks about him, then enters a dark warehouse. He proceeds slowly past cluttered shelves which are in disarray. Logan steps out and shoots Damon, who falls to his knees.
I have tons of these wooden bullets, so nothing funky.
You don't want to do this, trust me.
Ow! That's what you get.
For what?
You made me like this.
I killed you. I didn't turn you.
See, I know what you and your brother are. I've been watching the two of you. I knew you'd show up here. And I'm glad you did, because I have some questions.
Me first. Who turned you?
How should I know? Last thing I remember is I'm about to stake your brother, and then you grab me. That's it. Until I wake up in the ground behind a used car dealership on Highway 4. Somebody buried me.
It happens.
Damon pulls out bullets.
You bit me. It had to be you.
You have to have vampire blood in your system. When you die, I didn't do that.
Some other vampire found you. Gave you their blood.
Who?
That's what I want to know.
Dude, it's not like the welcome wagon was waiting with a bunk cake and a handbook. It's been a learn-as-you-go process. You know, one minute, I'm a small-town, on-the-rise news guy, and next thing I know, I can't get into my house because my foot won't go through the door.
You have to be invited in.
I know. I live alone.
Oh, that sucks.
So now, I'm at the Ramada, watching pay-per-view all day, eating everything in sight, including housekeeping.
It could be worse.
All I can think about is blood and killing people. I can't stop killing people. I keep killing. And I like it. I'm conflicted.
Welcome to the club. Wait a minute. Cops only found one body.
I left one. I was tired. But I've been hiding the rest of the bodies. They're right back there.
You're kidding.
They're just piling up.
A tangled mass of bodies in a corner. A careers fair is in full swing at school. Sheriff Forbes walks with Mayor Lockwood in the school hall.
So, what do we know?
Nothing new to report yet. My highly reliable deputies are all on alert, but if you feel the need to be more proactive, by all means, grab a steak and have at it.
What extra precautions can we take?
For right now, there's nowhere safer than a crowded public place. And for once, Mayor, we actually know where our kids are.
She looks over at her daughter Caroline, chatting. Tyler's looking through a file of drawings on a table at the careers fair when he spots Jeremy looking at him.
What do you want?
Hey, just surprised to see you here. Art usually implies culture, and culture implies, well, not you.
Go to hell.
Tyler walks off. Jeremy smiles smugly and looks down at the file. There's a skillfully sketched image of a demonic-looking man. The sketch is signed Tyler Lockwood. Jeremy looks surprised.
Still want to be an astronaut?
I can't believe you remember that.
I can remember the tinfoil that you wore on your head.
I was 8.
Matt and Elena's eyes meet.
How are you doing?
I've had it easier. You? I heard some things. So it's true then, you and Stefan?
Yeah, it is. What about you, Matt Donovan? I heard about Caroline.
Ah, man, not you too.
Hey.
We're friends. It's not a big deal.
No?
No.
Caroline seen them and flounced off. They gaze at each other. Stefan interrupts them. Elena turns to him. He stares over at her and Matt, who lowers his eyes. In the warehouse...
Why am I so overly emotional?
All I could think about is Mac's girlfriend. I want to be with her and bite her and stuff.
Well, you probably love her. Anything you felt before will be magnified now. You're gonna have to learn how to control that.
What about walking in the sun? I'm a morning person. You can walk in the sun, which, by the way, is pretty cool. Council would never suspect you. That's not in the journals.
The journals?
Yeah, the founding fathers, they passed down journals to their kids. Come on, man. You gotta tell me. How can you walk around in the sun?
Who turned you?
How do you walk in the sun?
Who turned you?
You know, I've been really nice so far, but I will kill you.
Then you'll never know.
Damon gets up off the floor.
You're not answering my question.
You first.
Seems we're at a bit of an impasse then, doesn't it?
I have things to do, people to kill. I guess I'll be needing a little head start.
Oh! Oh. Damon drops to the floor again.
I'm guessing you're not here to plan the path for your future.
Stefan lowers his eyes.
You're looking out for me.
Hope that's okay.
Elena sighs deeply, lowers her eyes, then glances at him before she moves away. Stefan, who's leaning against a wall, stands watching her, arms folded. He walks over to Elena.
You know, I wanted to be a doctor before everything happened. But and I couldn't, because...
The blood?
Yeah. I've dabbled in a bunch of different things.
Didn't love anything enough to stick to it?
No, I loved it all. I had to move on before anybody could notice that I wasn't getting any older.
How long before that would happen?
A few years, usually. Sometimes shorter.
And you always left?
I didn't have a choice.
Elena studies a booklet on a table.
So, what about you? What are your plans for the future?
I don't want to talk about my future, Stefan. Because everything you're saying is making it perfectly clear that you're not going to be in it.
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't want to be in it.
You can't. I get it. I hurt you the first time and the second time. And I appreciate you looking out for me, but please, if you're going to leave, then just go.
Jenna enters the hall.
Hide me.
What's going on?
The scum fell has landed.
Logan's here.
Wait, Logan fell?
Stefan hurries out into another busy room at the fair and scans about. His eyes meet with Logan's. Logan, who's talking to a couple of girls, gives a mocking little wave. He and Stefan glare at each other.
Stefan, what's going on?
Jenna! Are you dodging me?
It's a form of self-preservation.
Elena, why don't you and Jenna go somewhere else?
Elena follows his drift.
Let's go.
What are you doing here?
You know, your brother asked me the same thing. In fact, why don't we just skip past all that who turned me stuff and get the answer that I want? How can I turn into a daywalker?
Damon and I are the only two that I know of.
You're both very cagey on the how, which tells me that there is a way. You know, in case you hadn't noticed, I'm quite the celebrity in this town. It would be very, very easy for me to expose you.
You want to know how you can walk around in the sun?
I do.
You can't. Don't ever threaten me again.
Stefan eyeballs him grimly, then walks away.
When Logan came to the house, what did he say?
Fake flattery, stupid dimpled grin, puppy dog eyes.
I'm serious, Jenna. How did he act? What did he say?
He was the usual Logan. Just charming, a little more manic than usual. He kept trying to convince me to let him in. What?
Okay, listen to me very carefully. Do not, under any circumstances, talk to him again. I'm serious, did I? Like, ever.
Hey, Elena. Jenna?
Hi, Mr. Saltzman.
Yeah, I was hoping to see you here tonight.
Career night is the new bowling.
Okay, excuse me.
Logan Fell's a vampire.
And when I find him again, I'm gonna destroy him limb by limb.
What happened? You okay?
No, I'm not okay.
I was ambushed. I was shot.
Now I'm vengeful. Just gotta find him.
Well, there's no need. He's here at the school.
You're kidding me.
Why the hell is he there? He's working the crowd.
Well, I'll be right there.
To Stefan.
So? Anything you'd like to share?
What are you doing?
Following my future. There it is.
Broadcast journalism.
Yes, broadcast journalism.
Forbes stares at her daughter.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You don't even read the paper.
Caroline sneers and turns on her heel.
Liz?
Forbes puts a hand to her gun.
Logan.
What are you gonna do, stake me? Bury me in another shallow grave? What would the email say this time?
I didn't have a choice.
You bitch. I died for you. For this town. You've known me since I was 6. And you swept me under the rug like dirt.
You knew what you were getting into.
I was one of you.
And now you're one of them.
Logan eyeballs her, then walks behind her and puts his mouth up close to her ear.
Watch your back, Sheriff.
He smiles and walks off. Forbes makes a call on her mobile.
Get a backup team to the school immediately. Keep it within the circle. It's a V5.
I didn't know you drew.
It's an elective.
Because it's good stuff. You like graphics? Because that's it's kind of my thing.
Whoa. What are you doing?
Well, it's just something else we have in common.
And what's the other thing? Vicky? Let's hang out because we did the same chick. Go be friends with one of the many other guys that she screwed. There's no shortage of them.
Jeremy attacks Tyler.
All right, work it out, tough guy.
You too. Follow me.
Tyler and Jeremy obey. Saltzman.
Excuse me, Mayor. Where are you taking him?
I'm gonna talk to him. I'll fight you then in handshakes, don't you think?
Come on.
Caroline on her mobile.
Bonnie, where are you? I'm ready to go. I'll be outside.
Hey, damsel in distress. Need a ride?
Oh my God, Logan Fell, Channel 9, is that you?
I used to babysit you, Caroline Forbes. Don't mock me.
Well, I was supposed to go home with Bonnie, but I can't find her.
It's not a problem, really. It's on my way.
Okay.
Logan smiles faintly to himself as she gets into his car. Nearby, Matt is talking with chums.
No, this is fate.
And why is that?
Because I'm interested in broadcast journalism. So can I ask you a couple questions?
Anything you want.
First, buckle up.
Okay.
He knocks her out.
Hey.
Hey, have you seen Logan Fell, the news guy?
Yeah, he just gave Caroline right on.
Stefan to Elena.
Stay here.
Elena heaves an anxious sigh as she watches Stefan go. Tyler and Jeremy outside the school with Mayor Lockwood.
Okay. Let's get this out of your system. Go ahead. Fight.
You want us to what?
I'm not gonna fight him, Dad.
I don't think so, sir.
You don't fight in there. Like pansies. You take it outside. Fight your battles like men and move on. That's the lesson my dad taught me. So, let's settle it. Fight.
Come on, Dad.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Lockwood shoves Tyler.
I said fight!
Ooh, what's going on out here?
Just letting these two kids work it out. We're good here. Go back inside.
I don't want to go back inside. What I want is an answer to my question. What's going on out here?
Who do you think you're talking to? Do I look like a student?
No. You look like a full-grown alpha male douchebag.
You don't talk to me like that. I can have your job like this.
Why don't you do that? Then it'll be you and me in this parking lot, working things out.
You cool with that? Just mark yourself.
Okay.
Lockwood turns to Tyler, who lowers his eyes, then follows his father away. Jeremy's left with Saltzman.
You all right?
Jeremy nods. Forbes in her police SUV.
Where are you?
Your daughter has expressed an interest in journalism. I think it's important to foster young minds.
What do you want?
The satisfaction of turning your daughter into a vampire.
Stefan flings Logan out of his car. Damon shoots Logan.
Payback's a bitch, isn't it? Get her out of here.
Logan, what happened? Logan!
Sheriff. Hey, it's Damon.
Where's Caroline?
She's okay. I'm on Elm Street.
Damon puts Logan's phone down in the car, then takes a tire iron out of the boot while Logan writhes on the ground.
I'm gonna try this one more time.
He takes a practice swing with the tire iron.
Who turned you?
I told you, I don't know.
This tire iron here can take your head clean off.
Is that your final answer?
How can you side with them?
I don't side with anyone. You piss me off, I want you dead. Who turned you?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you're screwed.
Wait, I do know!
You're lying.
Do you think you're the only one that wants to get in that tomb? Underneath the old church?
If you were lying to me, I will end you.
I am not lying. There's another way to break the spell. We can help you. Meet me at the old church.
Take me down. Make it look real.
Make it look real.
Where is she?
She's okay. My brother's taking her home. I'm sorry, Sheriff. I just wasn't strong enough.
Forbes looks alarmed. The screen goes black. Stefan returns to the school careers night. Elena hurries over to him.
Caroline?
She's okay. I took her home. She was shaken up, but all she knows is Logan attacked her and nothing else.
Where's Logan?
Damon's dealing with him.
As in?
Stefan nods. He shuns her touching his arm.
You saw what happened tonight, right? I mean, you understand why we can't be together. You see it.
Yeah, I'm starting to see a lot of things, Stefan. Come on, I'll give you a ride.
I can get home.
I know.
All right, that'd be nice.
Tyler sits gloomily in the dark school grounds. Jeremy approaches him.
Hey.
What do you want?
I don't know. I thought that was weird with your dad. What he did. Is he like that all the time? Is that what you gotta go through? Man, I get it. I get it. What's your problem?
Look, I don't need your pity.
Seriously, you don't have to be like this. You don't. Just go.
What is your problem, man?
I don't know. Okay? I don't know.
Tyler, who's blooded Jeremy's nose, walks away. A silver moon hangs in the sky. Elena pulls up outside Stefan and Damon's house and kills the headlights.
What I said before about you leaving, it was harsh.
No, you had every right.
You asked me what I wanted my future to be. I wanted to be a writer. My mom sort of pushed me into that direction from the time I was able to read. She supported me, encouraged me, bought me my first journal. And then she died. And I can't see myself being a writer anymore. That was something that we shared. I know that you think that you brought all of this bad stuff into my life, but my life already had it. I was buried in it.
This is different.
It doesn't make it any less painful.
I know that it's hard to understand. But I'm doing this for you.
Stefan gives her a sad, lingering look and gets out. Tears well in Elena's dark eyes. She gets out of the car.
No.
He stops in his tracks.
You don't get to make that decision for me. If you walk away, it's for you, because I know what I want. Stefan, I love you.
He stands stock still with his back to Elena, then slowly turns to her, his brow furrowed. He closes his eyes briefly, swallows deeply, then hurries over to Elena and kisses her passionately. They make out in the house. Fragile, fragile, with misery. When our eyes... Stefan suddenly turns away from kissing Elena and stands with his back to her.
I do don't.
Stefan slowly turns back to Elena, who lightly caresses his face with her fingertips, then draws his face towards hers. I do not wanna be afraid. They kiss. I do not wanna die inside just to breathe in. I'm tired. They part. Stefan, his brow furrowed, gazes at Elena, who leads him upstairs. They stop halfway up the staircase, kiss, and begin to strip. They fall back onto a bed. Bare-chested, Stefan lies on top of Elena, who's in her underwear. His hand clasps hers tightly. They kiss, stare at each other, then kiss again. Not a stranger. No, I am yours. The house lights shine out into the night, then go out. Logan steps out of the warehouse into the night. He strides over to his SUV. Hearing a noise, he turns back and stares over at the warehouse. Aware of something behind him, he turns round to find Saltzman.
Who are you?
A friend of Jenna's.
Jenna sent you?
I came on my own.
Ah, I get it. Well, buddy, I know you think this makes you brave, but actually it makes you pretty stupid.
Either way, here I am.
What do you want?
Jenna's a good person. She deserves the best. To make sure she gets it.
Was that supposed to be a threat? Couldn't you throw a punch? Maybe provoke me a little?
Not a violent guy by design.
Oh, you're not a very smart one either.
How's that?
Logan turns his back on him.
Because you have no idea who you're talking to.
As Logan makes to attack him, Saltzman stabs him in the heart. In the school car park.
I need a ride.
Sure. Look, I like Caroline. She's got this thing, this way about her, and I like her, okay? And I'm not gonna defend it or apologize about it.
Okay.
So stop your little bromance bitch act.
Okay. Hey, get your things,
it's time to go. Caroline's asleep in bed at home. Forbes sits on the edge of the bed and strokes Caroline's hair. Silence, we hear the tires upon
the road. I turned to you and asked you. I'll be right there.
Forbes ends her call and shuts Caroline's door as she leaves the room.
I've never been in your room before.
Well, it hasn't changed much over the years.
Do you leave everything here when you come and go?
It's the only place that has remained constant.
This room holds every memory that I ever thought was important enough to hold on to.
Stefan kisses Elena's hair and she snuggles into his chest.
A lot of memories.
Yeah. You thirsty or anything?
A little. You?
I'm fine. Let me get you something to drink, okay?
Okay.
They kiss tenderly. Stefan gets out of bed. Elena snuggles into a pillow gleefully, then gets up. Wearing one of Stefan's shirts, she checks out the stuff in his room. She smells one of the many lit candles and smiles. Her smile fades when she sees a Victorian portrait photo marked Catherine, 1864. She lets the photo of the beautiful woman drop. The woman wears a locket.
Hello?
I just wanted to say thank you. I don't know how you did it.
Not falling.
You found Logan's body out by the old Fell warehouse.
It's been disposed of. He was hoarding victims. Innocent victims.
What?
This town owes you so much. So do I.
Forbes rings off. Damon, standing in dark, misty woodland, remains with his mobile to his ear, then rings off. Stefan re-enters his bedroom.
Elena?
There's no sign of her. He looks about, then rushes over to the table where the photo lies with a locket on top of it. Stefan picks up the locket, then the photo, and studies it. A tearful Elena drives through the night. As she drives along a misty country road, Elena suddenly frowns and stares ahead. A figure's in the road. Elena swerves as she hits the figure. The SUV rolls several times and lands upside down. Elena weeps, then sees the dark figure stirring in the road. It flicks its limbs into place, stands, and walks towards Elena, who hangs upside down in her car. ITFC audio description by Helen Vasey.
Alex Zane and Laura Whitmore present highlights from a special series of concerts in aid of the Teenage Cancer Trust. The show includes performances by JLS, Noel Gallagher and Arctic Monkeys, as well as a special treat from The Who. Don't miss it, Monday at 6 on ITV2.